Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So the January 6th public hearings are picking back up, and we are about to hear even more evidence of Donald Trump's crimes, including a crime caught on tape. You know, when I was a prosecutor and I had evidence like that, usually as a result of a wiretap, I would call that a just press play trial. Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So the January 6th public hearings are picking back up, and we're going to hear evidence of Donald Trump's pressure campaign involving state election officials. And we're also going to hear some more evidence about old Rudy Giuliani's crimes as well. Here's some new reporting from CBS News. Headline: Tuesday's House January 6th committee hearing focusing on Trump's efforts to pressure state officials. And that article begins, "The House Select Committee examining the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol will convene Tuesday for its fourth public hearing this month. The session will focus on President Trump's efforts to pressure state officials as part of his broader campaign to remain in office for a second term after losing the 2020 election. Expected to appear before the panel are two GOP election officials from Georgia, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and Chief Operating Officer for the Secretary of State Gabriel Sterling, as well as Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In Georgia, Trump urged Raffensperger to, quote, find enough votes to make him the winner, though Raffensperger repeatedly rebuffed the president's efforts and refuted claims of widespread voter fraud. In Arizona, Bowers, who backed Trump in 2020, received a call from Trump and Rudy Giuliani, the former president's lawyer, in late November 2020, urging him to have the state legislature substitute a slate of presidential electors overriding Mr. Biden's win in that state. So tomorrow we'll be watching and we'll be listening, and it looks like we will hear even more evidence of the crimes of Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani. And the Raffensperger call, which we have all heard on an endless loop, where Donald Trump says, fellas, come on, just find me 11,780 votes, one more than I need to win, and corruptly throw me the election. It's not an exact quote, but that's the substance of what Donald Trump was caught on audio tape, caught on a recorded phone call saying in his determination to try to steal the election. And it really does remind me of RICO cases I tried involving wiretap evidence, when you've got your defendants talking about their crimes on tape. That is a just press play trial. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to press play and I'm going to ask you to listen to that man over there, the defendant, committing the crime on audio tape. So I'm also really interested to hear what the Arizona state election official, Rusty Bowers, has to say. I'm not sure if any of that was also recorded on audio tape, but I think it's going to be enlightening because it's going to show the pattern of Donald Trump corruptly, criminally pressuring state election officials to override the will of the American voters in Georgia, in Arizona, and elsewhere, and just corruptly throw him the election. Now, let's turn to a related story. And I don't want to read ahead, but I think after we hear about Trump's corrupt pressure campaign on state election officials in Georgia and Arizona, we're going to hear from some Department of Justice officials. And just to give you a little bit of background, there were a number of DOJ officials who had a meeting with Trump. It was Jeffrey Rosen and Richard Donahue and this guy Jeffrey Clark. And Donald Trump said to them, after Bill Barr and other DOJ officials had told him, "Mr. President, there is no election fraud," undermining Joe Biden's win. Donald Trump said these words. Please remember these words. He said basically he didn't care if there was no election fraud. He told his DOJ officials, "Just say there was and leave the rest to me and my allies in Congress." And that proves Donald Trump's criminal intent conclusively. It can be proved 1,000 times over. And no, criminal intent is not that hard to prove. I did it for 30 years in courtrooms with far less evidence than I've seen even in the public record regarding Donald Trump's criminal intent. And after that meeting, this DOJ official named Jeffrey Clark apparently took Donald Trump up on his corrupt offer to just say there was fraud and leave the rest to me. And we're going to hear testimony about how Donald Trump was actually preparing to make Jeffrey Clark his new attorney general, because Jeffrey Clark was willing to join Donald Trump's conspiracy to try to help him criminally overturn the results of the presidential election. And we're going to hear evidence about a conversation between Richard Donahue, another high DOJ official, and Jeffrey Clark. And Jeffrey Clark was saying, "Yeah, I think I can be attorney general. I've got experience." And here's what Richard Donahue said to Jeffrey Clark, knowing that this criminal scheme was afoot. Donahue said to Clark, "You're an environmental lawyer. What if you go back to your office and we'll call you if there's an oil spill?" And apparently, Jeffrey Clark went back to his Department of Justice office, but not to await a call about an oil spill. Now, what he did was he drafted a letter to Georgia state election officials, a letter in which he lied about election fraud, a letter in which he weaponized the Department of Justice to try to do Donald Trump's corrupt bidding. A letter that I call an overt act in Donald Trump's criminal conspiracy. Among other things, Jeffrey Clark said in his letter that the Department of Justice was investigating election fraud, and "We have identified significant concerns that may have impacted the Georgia election." That was untrue. And then he helpfully provided a roadmap to the Georgia state election officials, telling them how they could cancel Joe Biden's win using fake electors. And then when Jeffrey Clark was later subpoenaed to testify to the J6 committee about the insurrection, about all of these matters, Jeffrey Clark pled the Fifth. He invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination as a high Department of Justice official. And that disgusts every former Fed that I've talked with about it. It's so contrary to the oath of office we take as DOJ employees, as federal prosecutors. So yes, this is going to be blockbuster testimony. And one thing I want to highlight, friends, is that the Department of Justice is investigating one of its own, Jeffrey Clark, former high DOJ official, for his involvement in trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And I think we all know that federal agencies are typically not all that great policing themselves. The Supreme Court, some police departments. But the Department of Justice is undertaking to police itself, to investigate one of its own. And there have been no indictments yet of Jeffrey Clark for his crimes. But those charges better come soon. They better come soon. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.